This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1986.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home, at school, at play, and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There's all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. You're just in time for some good listening. On today's Children's Bible Half Hour, we'll have a very interesting visit in Company Corner with a mother and her two daughters. Melissa has brought a book along she wants to read to me, and then we'll have an interesting story called She's Different From Me. First up, our cheerful cousins are all ready to go with some old-time choruses that kids are still singing today. Let's go fishing, okay, cousins? Take us fishing. We're all ready.
I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. If you follow me. If you follow me. I will make you fishers of men.
The reason we need to go looking for boys and girls who don't know Christ as Savior is that we have a wonderful message to share with them. It comes right from the Bible, John 3:16. Right, cousins?
For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son to die on Calvary's tree.
And of course, the reason we can tell a lost world about God and Jesus is that Jesus is the only one I know who can never, ever fail. That good chorus leads us right into some wonderful verses from the book of Romans that Mary has ready for us, followed by a song that says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?"
Romans 8:29-31. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? Who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? No one, no one, no one.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, Melissa, I didn't see you standing here by my chair, but I should have expected you today because it is your turn to sing.
Would you like me to read you a story?
Oh, yes, I'd like that. Usually I read stories to boys and girls. I think it would be nice if you would read me a story. Let me see the book you've got. Well, now, wait a minute. This is a funny book. It doesn't have any words in it. How can you read me a story out of a book that doesn't have any words in it?
By the colors.
Oh, each page has a different color? Well, tell me what the colors are.
Red stands for the color of the blood that Jesus shed on the cross for our sins. The dark page stands for our sins in our hearts.
Okay, now what's the next color?
White's when we trust him. Our hearts will be white like this page.
Oh, and then what color's next?
Yellow's the streets of gold in heaven.
Okay, and is there one more color? What color is that?
Green stands for growing Christian by reading the Bible and praying and telling about Jesus.
Well, you know, I think I've seen a book like that. It's called The Wordless Book. Do you have a song all about The Wordless Book?
Yes.
All right, let's hear The Wordless Book song. Well, thank you, Melissa, for that good song. Boys and girls, I hope that you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If not, I hope you'll do it even today. Have you remembered to send for Keys for Kids? If you haven't, I hope you'll get your request in the mail right away. Be sure to write and join the thousands of others who are using Keys for Kids. Let me share just a little bit of an excerpt from a letter that came not long ago. Thank you so much for giving yourselves to this ministry. Our children and ourselves have been so blessed by Keys for Kids. Our 7-year-old said a while ago, "I used to hate evotions, but since we got Keys for Kids, I love evotions." Well, he and our other 3 have learned some very practical lessons. We all appreciate our time in the Word with the aid of Keys for Kids. And as God so often has it happen, many times the devotion has been square on an issue we are dealing with at the time. And you know something, we get that kind of report over and over again. And of course, every time we prepare a Keys for Kids devotion, we pray that it'll meet the need of some family or some boy or girl who's reading it. So be sure to write and ask for Keys for Kids. It is free for the asking. Help with printing and postage, oh sure, it's much appreciated. That is a help, but it's not necessary. I want you to have it. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. I promised you a visit in Company Corner, and I've saved it till now because it also goes well with the story we'll have in a few minutes called She's Different From Me. In Company Corner today, we have a mother, Mrs. Lyndia Fuller, and her 2 daughters, Megan and Mandy, with a very special song. Listen to the words and then keep them in mind when we have the story after Darren sings for us.
Come here, girls. I want to teach you something. I'm going to sing and you echo back, okay? You're somebody.
I'm somebody.
I said somebody.
I said somebody.
Created in the image of God, and you're somebody.
I'm somebody.
You're somebody.
I'm somebody.
Yes, you're somebody.
Yes, I'm somebody.
You are loved, and you're his child. You're important to him. Never be ashamed if you're not the same as the other. What you're meant to be is the very best thing before. You're a special plan cut from an original pattern, and boy, are you original?
So hold your heads high and remember just whose children you are.
I'm somebody.
Yes, I'm somebody. I'm created in the image of God, and I'm somebody.
I'm somebody.
I said somebody. I am God,
and I'm his child. I'm important to him.
This is what I want you to do.
I'll start each day happy just to say that I'm living. Think of all I have, thankful for the air that I breathe.
What are you going to do, Mandy?
I'll be satisfied with the special gifts I've been given.
Atta girl.
For God made no mistake when he made me.
You are, Megan.
I said somebody. I am loved, and I'm his child. I'm important to him. I'm somebody. I said somebody. I am loved, and I'm his child. I'm important to him.
That's right, girls. And don't let anybody look down on you just because you're small. Be an example to them in your good, clean living and your good thoughts, because
we're somebody.
I said somebody. We're created in the image of God, and I'm somebody.
I'm somebody.
Time. Thank you, girls.
And thank you, Mrs. Fuller and Megan and Mandy. That song was special, wasn't it? Of course, we aren't somebody by ourselves, for we are sinners by nature and by practice. But we are somebody when we know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, because then we are children of the King of Kings. As children of the King, we ought to treat others the way Christ would treat them. Just before our story, Darren sings, "Give me the gift of love."
Dear Lord, I humbly pray, as I live for you today, that I may cause others to lift their eyes above. But there must first flow from me a love that only comes from thee. So I ask thee for the gift of love. Give me the gift of love, Lord, give me the gift of love. May I reach out souls in sin that I must seek to woo and win. Oh, fill my heart, Lord, with the gift of love. Oh, fill my heart, Lord, with the gift of love.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Linda McGowan and based on a true event, is entitled, "She's Different from Me."
Kim, it's time for the bus. You wouldn't want to miss it on the first day of school.
I'm coming. I won't miss it. Bye, Mom.
Bye.
coming, Bonnie. I like sitting back here.
Look at all the new kids on our bus this year.
Yeah, who's that girl with the long black hair? I wonder where she's from.
Oh, she must be from Japan or Korea or somewhere. Their eyes are really different from ours, sort of slanting.
Watch out, Bonnie. Your brother's shooting rubber bands at us.
I'll show him. I have some stones I picked up while I was waiting for the bus.
Hey, stop it. You just pissed me.
Cool it, Bonnie. Everyone's getting mad. I think Tommy just hit that black-haired girl with a rubber band, but she just sat there.
You gotta know how to fight for yourself on this bus.
Bonnie, I'm so glad we got in the same classroom.
Hey, look who's coming. The black-haired girl who's on the bus.
I guess she'll be in our classroom, too. You know, she looks like she could use a friend.
All right, class, it's time to get started. First of all, I want to welcome you to our fourth grade class. We'll be spending the year together. So let's go around the room and find out who everybody is. I want each of you to tell your name and, well, maybe one thing about yourself. Bonnie, we'll start in the back row with you.
Okay, I'm Bonnie, and I have a new dog named Scamper.
I'm Carl. I just moved here from Ohio.
My name is Vu Lin. I'm from Cambodia.
I'm Debbie, and I have six brothers, and...
I can't wait to get home, Kim. My dog will be so happy to see me.
Maybe we'll get to see where the black-haired girl lives. Do you remember her name?
Not really. Where did she say she came from?
Cambodia, I think. Where's that?
Probably somewhere in Africa. What are you going to do tonight, Kim?
I promised Mom I'd clean my room. Then maybe we can take a bike ride.
Call me when you're ready and we can meet at Elm Street.
Hi, Bonnie. I thought I'd never get my room cleaned. Have you been waiting very long?
No, just a few minutes. Where shall we go?
I thought maybe we could go see the girl from Cambodia, now that we know where she lives. It's just a few blocks away.
Yeah, I guess so. Why are you so curious about her anyway?
Oh, I don't know. I'd like to know more about her.
Well, okay, but let's not stay too long.
Look, she's outside. Hi.
Hello.
Are you home by yourself?
Yes, my mother at school.
Why does she go to school?
To learn good English so she get good job.
Doesn't your dad work?
He was killed in Cambodia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I did have, but they died too. We could not get food during war.
That must have been awful.
Come on, Kim, let's go.
Well, I guess we'll see you tomorrow. How do you say your name?
Vu Lin.
Vu Lin. Can we call you Vu?
Sure.
Okay, see you tomorrow, Vu. Hi, Vu. Why are you sitting here by yourself?
I was going to eat lunch with Bonnie, but when I started to sit down, she said I could not, and she started making fun of me. Kim, I wanted to hit her.
Why didn't you?
Well, I know Jesus would not do that. I want to act like Jesus would.
Can I eat with you?
I would like that.
How do you know about Jesus?
When Mother and I left my country, we stayed in a camp with lots of other people who had to leave their homes too. Some missionaries teach us English and tell us about God. They help us get food and clothes. We started to pray and ask for God's help to come to America. We did not think we could come because Mother's money had been stolen at camp. but God helped us.
How long have you been here, Vu?
We came in summer and lived with my uncle. Then my mother and I moved here.
We better get back to class. Mom, did I tell you we have a new girl in our class? She's from Cambodia. Bonnie thinks that's in Africa.
No, it's near China. We'll get out the map tonight, and I'll show you where it is.
Some of the kids made fun of her today.
What do you mean?
They made fun of her eyes and the color of her skin and called her names. Bonnie was the worst. I wonder if it would help if they got to know each other better.
You could have a slumber party this weekend.
Oh, could I, Mom? Let's do it Friday night.
I'll make pizza, and you can invite Vu and Bonnie and a few more girls from your class.
Hey, Bonnie, thanks for saving me a seat. Guess what?
What's up?
My mom said I could have a slumber party Friday night. Can you come?
Sounds like fun. How many people are coming?
Well, I'm going to ask Sally and Debbie, Kathy, you, and Vu.
Oh, Kim, it won't be any fun if you invite Vu.
What do you mean?
People from other countries don't understand our games and don't have anything to say.
How do you know?
Well, does Vu talk in class? Or does she play with the others? Maybe I'll just stay home Friday night.
Hi, Debbie. Come on in. Vu and Kathy are in the family room. Bonnie's not here yet. I'll get it. Hello?
Hi, is this Kim?
Hi, Bonnie. Aren't you coming?
Oh, Kim, it's my dog. We can't find him. Mom let him out this morning, and he's still gone. We're afraid he's been hit by a car and may have crawled into the woods across the street.
It doesn't look like Bonnie can be here tonight. Her dog is missing. She and her brothers are going out to look for him.
Why don't we all go help them?
But it's raining and I don't have my boots.
I've got a cold and I promised Mom I wouldn't go outside.
Well, why don't you three stay here? Boo and I will go help search for Bonnie's dog. Would you mind?
No, go ahead.
That's okay.
What is the dog's name?
Barney, I think. He's white with brown spots. Where could he be? It sure is dark out here and muddy.
Listen, I hear something. It is behind that bush.
Be careful, Vu.
Barney, is that you? Kim, it is a dog.
Is he okay?
Something's wrong with his back legs. He must have dragged himself over here.
We better not pick him up. We should go back and call Bonnie's mom.
Why don't I stay here with Doug? I'm not afraid.
Barney! Oh, Barney, are you okay? Don't get up, Barney. We'll carry you. Oh, thank you, Vu. How did you find him?
I heard a little...
We've got to get him to the vet. Vu, why don't you come with us?
Go ahead if you want to, Vu. I've got to get home to the other girls. I'll see you later.
We're here.
Great. How's your dog?
He's going to be okay, but we had to leave him at the vet's overnight. He'll look funny with little casts on his back legs.
Pizza's on.
Yippee.
Cool. Great, I'm starving.
I guess everybody wants a big piece.
You bet. It's pretty amazing that you were willing to help find my dog, Vu.
You needed help, and I remembered how God sent people to my mother and me when we left Cambodia.
What do you mean, Vu?
We had to walk all night and sleep during the day so we would not get caught because communists were taking over our country. There was no food because of war. My brother and sister died because they did not have anything to eat. I was so weak, my hair fell out. Mother thought I was going to die too. Then Mother caught some fish. When I ate it, I got stronger.
How long did you have to walk?
I don't know. For some nights, my mother carried our stuff on her back, and I carried some sugar cane we found in field. We sucked on it when we got hungry.
Weren't you afraid?
Sometimes. But when we got to camp, there were missionaries who fed us and told us about Jesus, and Mother and I accepted him as Savior. The missionaries said we could ask God for his help. Mother and I learned a verse from Bible that said, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What shall man do to me?" Jesus helps me at school, too, when kids laugh at me.
Oh, Vu, I'm sorry I made fun of you. Can we be friends?
I'd like that, Bonnie. I want to be friends with everybody.
Look all around you, find someone in need. Help somebody today. Though it be little, a neighborly deed. Help somebody today. Help somebody today.
Well, that was a good story. If you know someone who's different from you, don't turn away from that person. You try to be friends with them. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you might be able to be a good witness to them. And who knows, you might also make a very new and special friend. Well, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget to write for Keys for Kids. You get your request in the mail right away. We'll send it as soon as we get it from the printer. Write to Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now. God bless you.